Maybe he made more liberal speeches back up at Harvard Law School, but not since I've been watching him. I mean, this was really kind of like the dream of all those lefty bloggers for the past 4 years.
Now, the president made a lot of mention of things like Medicare and Social Security, and he seemed to be indicating to those who might want to cut back on it or get rid of certain programs that the answer to all that is no.
Yeah, I mean, he's really laid out a marker in the upcoming negotiations over the sequester and entitlement reform, which one assumes will at some point be on the table. But, you know, there's a real political necessity in him doing this. His folks have determined over the last 4 years that a strategy of conciliation doesn't work with House Republicans. You got to hit him from the outside, you got to hit him hard, and there's no bigger bully pulpit than an inaugural speech.
Do you think, Glenn, that the president begins this term with a lot more freedom, not feeling quite as hamstrung as he may have early into the first one?
Yeah, but it may be freedom, and yes, he does definitely feel vindicated, but he also senses that freedom has a very rapid expiration date, 8 to 10 months, really, to get anything done before people start thinking about the midterm. So, yes, there is a sense of liberation. The question for him is how quickly does that expire?
What do you expect the Republican response to all this to be?
It's going to be overwhelmingly negative, but the White House doesn't really care about that. I mean, they feel that they've been able to extract concessions from the Republicans by being tough. Look at what they did earlier this week at the Republican retreat in Williamsburg. They put off the debt ceiling for 3 months. The White House considers that a result of this get-tough strategy.
Glenn, when we look at things like immigration and Social Security, is the president in a place where the public supports him?
He feels that he has the wind at his back. I mean, on a lot of these issues, when you look at the polling, Obama does have majorities. I mean, there's nothing that he is advocating that isn't broadly popular. And the most important metric of all is his own approval rating, which is north of 52, 53% at this point in time. That's money in the bank for him.